faith, nail it to your face, wear it on your sleeve till the life feels safe. Well, it was effortless to make this mess, I know. But it's gonna take some elbow grease to get it gone. Ain't no false alarm, believe me when I tell you that it's true, yeah.
A Shook in the Dark with their second song they sent in. They got a Stay on Stay or Go. Got Terry Nunn here with us. If you like that, you can check him out at checkinthedarkmusic.com. As I said, that was their second song. You want to submit your music, go to HeidiandFrank.com. If you have the balls to send it in, because it takes a lot of balls to send it in and have everybody judge you. Terry Nunn would know about this. Huge success from Berlin. Hello. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And you have your new CD out, Animal.
Yeah.
And you're going to be playing at the Canyon Club. That's in my hood.
We love the Canyon Club.
We're playing Morongo, too. I heard this is coming from Morongo.
Yes,
we're playing Morongo December 13th.
Yeah, we go up to Morongo. It's the Morongo Studios. Look at that right there.
Yeah.
Morongo Studios.
Yeah.
Canyon Club, Morongo. Go see Berlin. They, like I said, just released their seventh studio album, Animal, on September 17th. And the Canyon Club tickets, canyonclub.net. Where do you keep your Academy Award? Because you did win one for that, Take My Breath Away, Top Gun.
I sang the song, but the award went to the writer.
Oh, you don't even get one for singing it? Because, obviously it's
best
your golden tones.
The song goes to the writer.
But still, you think it'd be like, and you could have one, too.
Well, yeah. Because without her voice,
Tell them that?
If they'd have given it, if anybody else would have sang that, I mean, can you imagine somebody else trying to sing that song and being the same song?
No. I mean, as a matter of fact, that song, when that movie came out and I saw that, Silhouette, Sex, and that whole... I mean, that song, that sex, that whole scene.
Jerry's voice.
That's how I wanted to lose my virginity. That was what... In my head... It so didn't go down that way. not even... There was no music. There was no silhouette. It was a black lacquer waterbed with a mirrored ceiling. I watched it happen. It was awful. Bad. But that scene from Top Gun with that song playing is how was my fantasy way of losing my virginity.
A mirrored ceiling sounds like fun.
It would be now, but when you've never done it, you're
and you're scared.
Yeah. Terry, you know you've had a mirrored ceiling before.
Hell yeah.
You have one in your house.
No, that's a good idea, though.
Heidi has told us her virginity story. Tell us yours. How'd you take us back in the day when...
I fell in love with this guy because he looked like Cat Stevens.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. He was 20 and I was younger. and so it was with him, and
you were in love.
Yeah, I was.
Okay,
I was.
See, I was too.
We were together a whopping year.
Okay,
yeah.
Year, but
that's a lot.
That's a lot for when you're young.
Young.
You were together a year leading up to the virginity sex. Or,
no,
oh,
right I didn't after make that, him he... wait that long.
How long did you make him wait?
Week.
Oh, week.
Terry Nunn.
Wow, she had to have it. She's like, Cat Stevens.
I wanted him. He was hot. You know, where did the act take place? In his parents' bed.
In his parents' bed?
Yeah. He still lived at home.
They were out of town or something.
They were not there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you?
And you know, I was kind of like you. It was like, this is it?
That's
this is what everybody's screaming about? It wasn't until I was 15 and I met this guy and it's like, okay, now I know what all the screaming's about.
I
get it.
All right.
He's got a 16-year-old daughter.
I get it.
I know I have a 16-year-old
daughter.
It does
take a little bit.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah, girls are bad. Girls are awful. You're in big trouble.
They're
dude.
Bad.
And she's beautiful, too.
Uh-oh.
She's beautiful, talented. She's a little singer-songwriter herself. And so it's, she's got everything going for her. And she's probably a good liar, too, because I still think she's a good girl. I like to believe that.
Well, you're a dad. Of course you're going to believe that. I know.
Yeah, I figured I'd be that guy who knows everything goes down because of my own past. I'm like, you're never going to get one by me. And she's probably just doing all this crazy stuff.
I was
stuff.
A good girl, too. But, you know, I still did some stuff.
You could say no, Terry. She's like, oh, yeah,
We're trying
totally
to be honest
is.
With you.
You're in trouble, friend.
Yeah.
just go there.
Just go there.
I love it. I love you needling him.
Because Terry Nunn is hanging out with us from Berlin, we're going to play a little game with you called Nunn or Some, okay?
Okay.
It's where I will say, like, an example. I said, none of these for me. And if so, it's like, if I ever, you got to raise your hand if there's some for you. And if there's none, you just leave your hand on the ground. Okay.
All right.
So here's my first question, okay? None. Number of black guys I've slept with. So if you have slept with some, you got to raise your hand.
Some or one?
Some or none.
Some counts as one.
Oh, okay.
All right. Oh.
One.
I had none.
I had none.
You have none?
No, I have none.
All right, Heidi, you want to ask her a question? None or some?
Number of magazines you've posed nude for.
I got none.
Okay, so she's raised her hand.
All right.
I got none.
One.
You've got one.
Yeah.
Which one?
Penthouse.
Yeah. Oh, that's Frank.
I was underage, too.
That's so right.
Did Cat Stevens push you into this? So, yeah,
I was underage when they shot it and when it came out.
And this is new information. I heard about that, but for the longest time, because you were underage, you denied that it was even you. People were like, that's Terry Nunn. Like, no.
You know who turned me around? Steve Jones. Remember that book came out, that Madam wrote it, and she wrote all about how he liked girls, you know, little schoolgirls, and he would come to her little brothel and he would pick out the girls with the little short skirts
right.
on. And he brought her on his show. He interviewed her for the book, and he said, yep, that was me. I love them babes. They were just so hot. He was all over it, just honest.
Owning it. Right.
Yeah.
Own your stuff.
And I was like, you know what? That's cool.
And so you finally said, all right, I'm going to own it. That's me.
Absolutely. Do you still have a copy of that magazine?
Oh, my God. I think my husband has 14 or 15. Oh, yeah. He collects them.
All right. Let's see.
I need my headphones back.
You got another question for Terry?
Yeah, none or some. For me, none. Number of epic roles I auditioned for but lost out to Carrie Fisher.
Oh, none. Oh, sure. Hands up again.
What?
My God.
This is so random. What is this?
Oh, real random. Yeah, right.
So I heard...
Star Wars.
You were up for Princess Leia.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy, down to you and Carrie Fisher.
If that was me, I wouldn't be sitting here with you now.
Oh, if that was you, you could still be going to those Comic Cons, still wearing that thing, the Leia bikini, because you've kept it together. Carrie Fisher, she couldn't put that Leia bikini on anymore in front of Jabba the Hutt.
I'd be rich and a junkie, probably.
Yeah, well, you know.
Because, I mean, do you know that George Lucas gave all three of them 1 point in Star Wars forever? Because they did it for no money. He didn't have any money. So he gave them 1 point in Star Wars. They are richer than God.
Oh,
all three of them.
My God.
Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and Carrie Fisher. 1 point.
Terry Nunn.
Holy God.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you not look good with bagels as hair? Why weren't you chosen? I don't understand. I don't know,
but I'm glad now.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, went into music. In those days, you know, you couldn't do music or acting. You were one or the other.
Yeah, that's true.
So
today it's different. You get to be Justin Timberlake and be
right.
a musician
you can be
and
everything.
An actor. Yeah.
All right, a final none or some. None for me. Number of bandmates I brought with me to play live in the studio today. All right, she brought some with her live. Right here in the studio is Carlton and Dave, who have joined you. So when we come back, Terry Nunn from Berlin is going to play live in studio right here on the Heidi and Frank Show. We'll be right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.